Opened in 1913, Juneau's Alaskan Hotel has a reputation of being haunted. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick relates the story of a sailor who decided to seek out the ghosts by spending a night in a haunted room. It doesn't end well.
Betty Adams has owned the Alaskan Hotel for more than 40 years. When I ask her to show me room 315, she isn't thrilled. You don't want to go to 315?
I don't really, but I might go to 315, but I don't really want to go there.
The room has two Spartan-looking single beds with floral linen. There's a painting of two women from the early century. I can't be sure, but they appear to be working girls. And a replica of antique phone hangs on the wall. There aren't many clues that you're still in the 21st century. Now that we're standing in room 315, Adams is telling me the room isn't unique.
I would think there's just as much haunting on the second floor. And there's all kinds of haunting in the bar and in the basement and all kinds of things. So.
But then she proceeds to tell me a disturbing story. It was May 19th, 2007. A guided missile cruiser, the USS Bunker Hill, was in port and due to leave the next day.
And one of the sailors on it just emailed us and said they wanted the haunted room, and we went, whatever, and put him in here.
Juneau police officer Chris Gifford remembers getting a call about a disturbance at the Alaskan later that evening.
There was a Navy ship in. There was a lot of people downtown that probably hadn't been off of the boat for a long time.
He switched on his recorder as he and his partner arrived at the hotel at about a quarter to 12.
So we went there. There's a band playing. I remember the band playing in the bar and people kind of just directing us to the upstairs.
The door to room 315 was locked.
What's going on back
there? I have no idea. I just came in the bathroom.
Eric, it's the police department. We need you to open the door, please. Eric, I need you to open the door. Who's in there with you?
We're still knocking on the door, and a guy comes up to me and kind of whispers, "Hey, I think your guy just jumped out the window."
Sir, I think you just jumped out the window.
Jill Weitz was a 22-year-old AmeriCorps volunteer staying in the room below.
We hear, glass shatter from above, and within moments, our window within our hotel room just shatters.
The next building is only a few feet away. Caught between the two buildings, the sailor apparently broke more than one window on his way down.
His body hitting the window and shattering the glass into our rooms and then proceeding to fall downward was mind-bending, to say the least.
The police officers broke down the door.
Police, police, police!
The walls were covered in blood. There was... It looked like something... very bad had happened in there, and I didn't know what it was, but it didn't look normal.
Gifford said his first concern was that someone was badly hurt three floors below.
You know, under Juneau, you can go down and see that it's really built on pilings. The city really is. There's like a tunnel down there, and I didn't know how to get into that tunnel if we needed to. We're going to have to figure that out.
Incredibly, the young sailor was able to walk and make it to the street.
He had injuries all over his body from head to toe.
We're going to get someone to help you right now. Who did this to you? Did you do this to yourself, or did someone do this to you?
The man was medevaced out of Juneau and survived his injuries. Betty Adams said Navy officers arrived the next morning to investigate. It was understood they didn't want publicity. There was nothing in the newspapers. But
his mother called me from Arizona and said, "What do you mean renting a room that's haunted? You have nearly killed my son." And I said, "I really have nothing to do with that."
She said guests rarely report ghostly encounters, though...
just with employees that it's a real problem and they quit and go away.
But not everyone who works here.
I've never been spooked or seen nothing or... I found people that weren't supposed to be here, but they were in the flesh.
C. Scott Fry is a local musician who's worked at the hotel since the 1990s.
And there was a guy here last winter who swore that... there was a whole SWAT team out back on the hillside ready to come in and get him, but I think that might have been induced some other way.
There has been a lot written about the Alaskan Hotel.
And, when you think about history, it is a ghost story. And the more you think about history, the more haunting it becomes.
Juneau writer Bjorn Dila wrote the book Haunted Inside Passage last year. It relates a version of this episode.
But I know if you think hard enough about something, and especially if you're confined in a dirty little room thinking about it after having a few drinks, you might feel or think you see something. Our minds are just so fickle and weak and vast at the same time.
This horror story could have ended tragically, but is it a ghost story? The only one who might have an answer is a Navy veteran who, back in 2007, asked for a haunted room at the Alaskan Hotel. Reporting from Room 315, I'm Jacob Resnick.